adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Emerald of the Aztecs. Grass Valley, located in California's northern mining country, is known primarily as the place where one George McKnight stubbed his toe on a ring of rock and thus uncovered a fabulous vein of gold. But because Grass Valley offered abundant water and feed, the first and later settlers became stock ranchers. And as our story opens in the 1870s, it is to one of those comfortable ranch houses nestled in a green canyon near Boston Ravine that a huge, red-faced, bearded man is riding.
Oh, over there. Oh. Hey, Dibley. Dibley, Stalls.
I'm in the house, Moose. Come on in.
All right. Well, you ought to know. You work right here at the ranch.
She drives into town regular on this day of the week.
Where's that emerald you told me about?
Follow me, Moose. In Crane Walker's bedroom.
Right. How do you happen to know where it is, Jim?
The old geezer showed it to me a couple of times. He kind of took a liking to me. Reckon he wouldn't like me so much if he knew I had Jack Herzog make up a paste emerald that's a dead ringer for it. Come over here to this bureau, Moose.
I wouldn't think Mr. Walker'd keep a valuable jewel in a bureau jewel.
He trusts people. In his little box. How do you like the looks of that, Moose?
By thunder. That ain't a beauty.
Worth plenty of money, ain't it?
It sure is, Deb. Worth plenty. All right, Deb, I'm with you. I just wanted to know.
I'll take the real emerald and put the paste one in. Mr. Walker won't be able to tell the difference. Come on, Moose. Now we'll show the real emerald to Jack Herzog and let him sell it for us.
Cisco, what say you Walker want to see you for?
Oh, I do not know. All I can say, Pancho, is that we got word in Nevada City to come and see him.
That rider over there, Senor Walker?
No, no, Chico.
No?
Hey, wait, Pancho.
What?
I've seen that one before.
What's his name, Cisco?
I cannot recall the name, but he deals in gems and precious stones, or he used to, in San Francisco.
What rider's down there, on the bend in the trail?
Yeah, no matter about him, except that I like to remember names.
But the hombre stopped down there.
See, Pancho, I see them. When we ride around that bend, we will no doubt meet them face to face.
Tell Pancho more about Senor Walker, Cisco.
Well, he's a fine man, amigo, but not a good businessman.
You tell Pancho one Senor Walker's grandfather a prospector.
A prospector and explorer.
Explorer too, huh?
See? Oh, For a long time, he made his headquarters in Mexico City. And I have heard talk that he found precious stones that belong to the Aztecs.
They'll get narrow, go around the bend now.
Yeah. They're not far from Senor Walker's rancho now.
Look, Cisco. Two hombres there. They look at something. Buenos dias, senores.
What's the idea of sneaking up on us?
Well, we did nothing of the kind, young senor.
I'll take
it. Cisco, he threw the gun.
Got that gun on me.
Hold.
How'd you like to have a gun shot out your hand, hombre? Next time, do not draw on Cisco, no?
Let me give you some advice, young senor. Do not be so reckless with those guns of yours. The next hombre might shoot to kill.
We don't need none of your yap, stranger.
I was not talking to you. Just remember that in the future, young senor.
Hey, Moose. You suppose them two strangers got a look at this emerald back there?
I doubt it. And quit worrying. From now on, until he sells it for us, we'll let Jack Herzog do the worrying.
All right. Here's it. Just the same. If I ever meet up with that big hombre again.
Quit your belly aching, Deb. Come on.
Howdy, Jack. I'd like to talk business with you for a minute.
Come in. Howdy, Moose.
Howdy.
Jack, take a look at this emerald.
Hey, where'd you get this?
Never mind. How much can you sell it for and how soon?
That's what we're interested in.
This the original or the one you had me make up, eh?
Yep. Come on now. How much?
Look, boys, this is too much of a stone to sell around here. Back in San Francisco, maybe...
Now, never mind that San Francisco business.
I'm just telling you what's what. It'd even be dangerous for me to try to peddle a stone like this in this country. One fellow here in Grass Valley who works at the Magenta Mine. He's got a lot of money. I'll see him.
When?
Yeah, go see him now. I'm back in an hour.
Give me a receipt for that emerald.
All right. If I shouldn't happen to be here when you get back, the emerald will be right in this desk drawer. There's a false compartment in the back. Just push the bottom, like this.
Yeah, if you shouldn't happen to be here, huh? Maybe one of us better go along with you.
No, you don't. I ain't anxious to peddle this emerald. I told you as much. So if you want to take it back, you sure can have it.
No. You keep quiet, Moose. Let Jack tend to this. We'll be back in an hour, Jack, like you said.
There, Senor Walker Pancho.
Out in his ranch yard.
Well, there, Senor.
Well, Cisco.
It's good to see you again, Senor Walker, and to shake your hand.
Mighty good to see you too, Cisco.
Oh, this is mi compañero Pancho.
Well, there, Senor. And Pancho here, the lot about you.
I've heard a lot about you, Pancho. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet me. Gratis.
Come in the house. I'm going to tell you what's on my mind right away, Cisco. After that, we can visit for a while, D.C.R. Briefly, my financial state is such that I must sell a very valuable emerald. One that was given my grandfather in Mexico by a man whose life he saved. A descendant of the Aztecs.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear you must sell an heirloom, senor.
Very too bad, no?
Well, it must be done. I sent for you, Cisco, to tell me the value of the emerald. You know about such things.
Well, I'll be glad to give you an opinion, senor, but by all means, get other opinions, too.
Well, you're as good enough for me, Cisco. We'd better go over by the window. Yeah, here's the emerald.
Cisco, that's very pretty.
Let me see now. Hold this up to the light.
It's got to be worth a lot, Cisco, no?
Senor Walker, I hate to tell you this, but this stone is made of paste.
What?
There's no doubt about it.
But, Cisco, great Scott, let me see that emerald.
You are, senor.
Well, there must be some mistake. This emerald... Wait, this is my emerald. It wasn't chipped like this. It had the fire. This hasn't...
Maybe somebody steals yours and leaves this, senor.
Yeah, but who would... Oh, this is terrible.
I believe Pancho is right, Senor Walker. You are positive this is not the stone you had?
Absolutely positive.
Then we will see what we can find out for you. Let us go talk to that hombre we saw a while ago, Pancho. The one who deals in gems.
This here Herzog's all right, Moose.
Aye, so sure.
I tell you he is, you understand?
All right. Don't go flying off the handle with me, Squirty. You'll get yourself in trouble. Did you sell that emerald, Herzog?
Miner I meant to see is taking a few days off. Went to Marysville.
Where's the emerald, Jack?
Right in that drawer where I said it would be. Now, if you two would let me take that stone to San Francisco...
Nothing doing.
Now, wait a minute, Moose. No reason why we can't go to San Francisco with Jack, is there?
Well, maybe not, but
hey,
I...
Hey, get out in the back room, both of you.
What's the idea?
See those two hombres up the street riding this way? The big one's the Cisco Kid.
So that's who he is, huh?
I've heard plenty about that, hombre.
I don't know what he's doing around here. But let's not take any chances. Get out of sight, you two.
Come on, Dib.
Maybe this will be my chance to get even. If I could gun down that Cisco Kid, it sure would give me a reputation.
Cisco.
Si.
The storekeeper tells us that Jules Hombre, he got all this in the little building over there.
Si.
Also, that his name is Jack Herzog. I should have remembered that, Pancho. Hold on, hold
on. Hold on, hold
on. He has this office as a private assayer.
But
I suspect he is also selling fake jewelry on the side.
Fake jewelry on the side?
See.
He steal that emerald, no?
Well, I did not say that, Pancho.
No?
But if the emerald was stolen, Jack Herzog may know something about it. Mm. Come on. Uh-huh. Now, you let me do the talking, and do not be surprised at anything that I may say.
Oh, just Pancho, not be surprised.
What is this, Señor Herzog?
What can I do for you, Cisco?
Well, I might want to buy a jewel, Herzog. Have you any on hand?
What kind of a jewel?
Perhaps an emerald.
Oh. I hate to disappoint you, Cisco, but I don't deal in emeralds.
Well, do you happen to know who does?
What are you trying to get at?
Well, just what I asked you.
Who have you been talking to?
Are you going to answer my question?
Yeah, I'll answer it. I don't know anybody who deals in emeralds. Now get out of here. I'm busy.
On the contrary, we will take our time about leaving. I have more questions to ask you, Herzog. And
Cisco, that door, it's been open.
Get your hands up, Cisco, quick.
You fool, Dev.
Get them up or I'll drill you. By thunder, I got a mind to drill you anyway.
Careful.
Down on the floor, Pancho. Down on the floor, Dee.
Like many another wild youngster, Dibley Sauls tried to get himself a reputation by gunning down Cisco. In just a moment, return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Emerald of the Aztecs. Called to Grass Valley by his friend Crane Walker to investigate the theft of Walker's Aztec emerald, Cisco and Pancho went to the office of one Jack Herzog, whom Cisco knew to be a shady dealer in jewels. As he started to question Herzog, the door to the back room opened, and the emerald thief, hot-headed young Dibley Sauls, appeared and fired two shots at our friends. Now,
you crazy young fool, put down that gun.
I'll get you, Cisco.
You get nothing but a headache. I promise you.
Look out, Cisco, behind you.
I get him, Cisco. That's the stuff. Now I'll get the fat one here.
You're not getting the fat one, buddy, though. Why don't you get it, what Cisco get it?
Reckon that takes care of the Cisco kid and his partner for some little time, Herzog.
Yeah, reckon it does. Better pour some water out of this pitcher out of Dib.
There, it's Cisco Kid. You hit him. Knocked him halfway across this room.
Hey.
Yeah, all right, Dib. Here, I'll help you up.
Here. And that blasted Cisco. Somebody hand me a gun. I'll kill him.
You sit down in this chair and shut. All right, what do we do with Cisco and his partner, Herzog?
There's a trap door and a cellar hole under this building. That's something down there.
Better tie him up, huh?
There's not time. The sheriff's office heard the shooting. They'll be over here quick. Better get them two down there in a hurry.
All right, open up the trap door. I'll drop them down in there. Now the fat one.
Hey, you sure are powerful, Moose, picking them up like that.
I reckon I'm able to take care of myself.
I sure feel as if I've been hit by something.
You're right, kid. You was.
I ain't got time to worry about that. Why did Cisco start asking you about emeralds, Jack?
How do I know? Sounds as if he knew about that emerald of yours.
And where it came from, yeah. It's just my idea, too. Which means Crane Walker must have told him.
Hey, then if Cisco don't show up, Walker will tell the sheriff.
And we may all be arrested.
We ain't gonna give Walker a chance at the moose.
What do you mean?
Come dark, we're gonna kill him. Come on, let's go.
Pancho.
See, Cisco. Pancho just wake up this minute. Pancho's head.
You know, my head does not feel so good either, Chico. Those bandidos struck us down from behind.
Oh, see. Pancho, remember now, those coyotes.
Shh, not too loud, amigo.
Where we are, Cisco?
I think we are down in some sort of a cellar. Pancho, Perhaps under the office of that Herzog, hombre. Ah, there's a beam of light.
Yeah, better than pitch black dark, no?
Much better. I'll crawl over and see where the light comes from.
Don't you like to get out from here, Cisco?
We'll get out if possible, Chico. There's an opening in the ground. Right where this stone foundation ends.
We get out, no?
I think I can dig away enough earth with my knife so we can get out.
Somebody walk around up there, Cisco.
Poncho, quick. What? Lie as you did before. We want him to think we are still unconscious if he looks down here.
Si.
What's going on down in there? Hey! I could have sworn I heard him moving around. Guess I must have been mistaken.
Now we'll try to get out of here, Poncho. At least those hombres did not tie our hands.
Not take our knives, neither.
You dig there, Poncho. I will dig over here.
The earth is soft here, Cisco.
Whoever built this place was either lazy or ran out of rocks for this formation.
We lucky.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Huh? I think I can pull away that big slab of earth with my hand.
I hear this.
Let us wait and see. It seems you did not. All right, now, Poncho, crawl out through that hole.
See, Cisco.
Go on, hurry. Now, I will come out.
Run for our horses just now?
Not until we have talked with Herzog. Follow me, amigo, and make no noise.
Something shall find you. We do more than just talk with that hombre.
Shh. Keep down so he will not see us out the window.
Yes, hard for Pancho to bend over, but... See, Pancho, bend over.
No. If this door is not locked...
Hey, what's this?
We will now continue. Away! Where we left...
Ah! Easy.
Cut it out.
I will take those guns of yours.
Here, that guns of Belkis go over in the corner.
Why not, Pancho? I did not see them. But I will take these guns of his just the same. There.
How in blazes do you hombres get out of there?
Never mind. Answer me this. What is that emerald that was stolen from Senor Walker?
I don't know a thing about it.
I believe you are lying. However, right now, that is not the important thing. Where are the two hombres who are here with you?
Big hombre and the one who too happy on the trigger.
Suppose you find that out, sister.
I'm not going to fool with you. Tell me this minute, or you and I are going to fight it out with our fists.
No, I ain't fighting with you.
Right, quick, tell me. And be sure you tell the truth.
Easy now. They went to Walker's ranch.
What for?
Well, I...
Tell me!
Reckon they had it in for Walker.
Poncho, tie this hombre tightly. Then we will leave him out in the back room and lock this place up.
Si, Cisco.
Hurry. We must get out to Senor Walker's rancho just as soon as we can.
So you reckon we'd better go to San Francisco with Herzog, eh, Div?
Yep. After we attend to a couple bits of business here in Grass Valley.
What about that Cisco kid and his partner?
I'll tend to Cisco later on, after we take care of Walker. Walker's here at the ranch. Wagon's back.
Ooh. Oh, well, there you go.
Come on.
All right. I'm with you.
Hello, Walker.
Don't you usually knock before you open that door, Dib?
I used to.
Also, it seems to me you can pick out a better companion than Moose Acton.
All right, Walker, that'll be enough out of you.
Have a chair, Moose.
Thanks. Don't mind if I do, dear.
What does this mean, Dibley?
It means we come in here to talk to you, Walker. Was that Cisco kid here at the ranch?
Yes, Cisco was here, and... Say, do you know anything about that emerald of mine?
Why should I know anything about it?
Because you were about the only one around here I showed the emerald to. You knew where I kept it. Why, you young snake in the grass.
That'll be enough of that, Walker.
You stole it.
Let's say I just kind of borrowed
it. You didn't need to tell him that, Dib.
What's the harm? He ain't going to tell anybody about it.
Just you wait till Cisco gets back here.
Cisco ain't coming back.
Well, if you think you're going to keep me here,
you're wrong.
No, you don't. Stop me.
That's just what I aim to do.
You're staying right here in this room, Warren. And this here fox says so.
Nice work, Moose. Come dark, we'll take him out of here, finish him off, and drop him down one of them old abandoned mine shafts.
And then go after Cisco, huh?
That's right, Moose. And then go after Cisco.
Nearly
pretty dark now, Cisco.
See, but we can still see for some distance.
Yes, Senor Hugo's rancho.
Let us stop here for the moment, Chico. Oh, there,
hold on. Hoo, 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 hoo.
Yeah, look, Pancho.
What?
There are two horses by the corral.
They all saddled, too.
See, those bandidos are their tranchas.
We'll go after them, Cisco.
See, on foot, amigo.
Uh-huh.
You'll hear our horses.
Wait, Cisco, wait. Somebody come out of the ranch house.
Yeah, you are right, Chico. These are two bandidos.
They carry somebody, no?
They are carrying Senor Walker.
Senor Walker?
If those bushwhackers have killed him... Pancho, I will try to knock the young one from his horse.
And then, Pancho, keep him covered with the guns.
Bueno, and I'll go after the big bandido.
Up there, ha!
Go!
They see us, Cisco. They dropped Senor Walker.
Open fire on him, Moose.
Right.
Fire back at them, Pancho. Be careful not to hit them.
Hey, Cisco.
Hey, them bullets came close. I'm getting out of here.
It's the Cisco.
Get them. Up there.
Go! We came on them, Cisco.
See, Pancho.
Get back, Cisco. Get back.
That is just what I'm not going to do, hombre. Now off that horse.
Pancho, keep this from coming, Cisco. Hold
on. Enough for the big bandito.
All right, stay away from me, Cisco, or I'll kill you.
You talk, big hombre. Up, diablo, into them. Yep.
It's
long past.
Hey.
You coyotes gave it a coat of yourself.
The lock.
All right, get up and fight some more.
Yeah,
come on.
Just what I'm going to do. That was a lucky punch.
Call it what you like, Pancho. It worked punch. They work again. Pancho.
Easy, sir.
Senor Walker, all right?
Easy, sir. I'm trying to take this bandito and go to sea. Senor Walker, he not hurt. Very, very mad.
Bueno. All right, you bandito. Get to your feet. Now start walking back toward the ranch house. We are going to have a little talk about where that emerald is. And then you and that would-be fire-eater are going to jail.
Cisco!
Si, Pancho.
Those bandidos not steal no more emeralds.
Not for a long, long time anyway, amigo.
Not unless they steal the emeralds in the jail. In Cisco.
Si.
It's best of all, Senor Walker, and get the emerald back again.
Oh, best of all, Pancho. Senor Walker was not hurt.
Si, that's the best.
I understand that Senor Walker is now on a hunting trip with his friend, the English sportsman Lord Dunfrin.
Si, Cisco. Lord Dunfrin, the wonderful sportsman, too.
Oh, si. You guided for him a long time ago, Pancho, did you not?
Si, Pancho guide for him. In on that trip, biggest mosquitoes Pancho ever see.
Oh, is that so, Chico?
That one, Pancho find out how big a sportsman Lord Dunfrin was.
Well, what has his sportsmanship to do with the big mosquitoes, Pancho?
Lord Dunfrin, so big a sportsman, he not put screens on the camp porch to keep the mosquitoes out.
He did not put screens on the camp porch?
Not put screens on. He say, that not sporting.
Then what did he do about the mosquitoes?
He set mouse traps for them.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.